Hello. Thank you for joining us today during the Feast of Tabernacles. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. We have faith that the kingdom of God that we know will be here one day. We have faith that God will deliver on this promise. How does faith impact our life today? Can faith impact our life today? We know we are to live a life of faith with a hope for things to come that we cannot see. Let's begin by reading the biblical definition of faith, which we find in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In everything we do today, is the benefit of faith only realized at this future time when we receive what we have hoped for? Or can there be any benefit today? Let's first consider how faith works. We know from Hebrews that faith and hope are linked together. We know from the definition we have faith for things not yet received. When we look at faith, we might think that the only possible benefit from faith is in this future undetermined time. What I share with you is there is a benefit from faith that we can benefit from today, because some of the very basic principles of faith that give us hope for the kingdom of God, we can apply today in our physical life to improve this physical life for us. One important principle of faith is that it must have works. From James, we know that faith without works is dead. It is in James that we read that even the demons believe God exists and works with the thought of God's power, and yet their belief does not cause them to obey. They instead continue in the insubordinate rebellion against the authority of God. Each of the people of faith that inspire us from the Old Testament not only believed, they acted on that belief in obedience to God. Let's read James 2, beginning with verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou hast faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. In our life today, we all have times when we must delay receiving what we want. In order to delay gratification until a future time, we too must have hope that what we delay in receiving, what we desire, will be received in the future. There are certain types of financial transactions that require, in a physical way, faith with works. For instance, most people who buy a home do not pay cash for it. The home is financed on debt over several years. Before that home will be financed on debt, there are certain works that have to be completed first. The purchaser has to have sufficient income to pay the monthly debt, typically based on government and bank requirements. The same buyer has to already have an established credit history of some type that gives the lender confidence that if a loan is made, repayment will occur. They also have to have a reasonable use of credit. If the person is too much in debt, even if for a car, they will not be approved for a mortgage. The final big hurdle home buyers face is to save enough money for the required down payment. Having income sufficient to repay debt, maintaining a low debt load, having a good credit score, and saving enough money are examples of works that a person must have to qualify for a home mortgage. Without these works, there will be no home or home mortgage for the person because the person will not qualify for the mortgage. Faith works very similarly. When we are told to do something by God as Abraham did, or the circumstances that God has given us leads us to take action as Rahab did, we live a life of faith with works. In our spiritual life, if we want to be part of God's kingdom, we will do what God expects of us. Just like if we want a home mortgage, we will do what the mortgage company or bank expects of us. Faith is more than belief. Faith requires action. Everything that we would like for ourselves in this physical life also requires more than belief. It also requires action. In the first chapter of James, James explains more on the concept of being a doer of the word and shows first how the anger manifested by people does not cause us to become righteous like God. There are people who believe they can have righteous, godly anger while living as a man. James contradicts that logic. James also shows that we cannot only be hearers of the word. We must be doers of the word by looking into and practicing the perfect law of liberty. James 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Similarly, for the person who wants to buy a home, they need to do more than just understand what the bank or mortgage company needs to find when seeing if the person can be approved for a loan. They already need to be doing what is expected if they will get the loan. People who are caught up in bad money management habits will either have a hard time getting approved for a loan or may never be approved for a loan. Once they are approved for a loan and living in their home, if they were to return to their former financial lifestyle, they could jeopardize their ability to keep a home. If they find themselves unable to pay the monthly debt payments, property taxes, or insurance, they could find themselves without a home if the bank forecloses on them. Spiritually, for us, we never want God to foreclose on the Holy Spirit we have been given. When we were called, we were spiritually dead because even if we had a knowledge about God, we weren't doing what God expected of us. We began to live a life learning more about God the Father, Jesus Christ, the role of the Holy Spirit in our life, and the kingdom of God. Through God's love for us, we were led to see the need to change our life from how we formerly lived, focused on those things which are worldly, to those things focused on that which is godly. It is through faith, with works, we are saved and have hope of eternal life. It is not our faith or works that save us, but grace. There is nothing we can do that requires God to give us eternal life. Salvation is a gift, not a contract fulfillment. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had all our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Similarly, for the homeowner can do all that is expected of him, have an income to repay the debt, have a great credit score, maintain a low amount of debt, and have enough for the down payment. Having all of those does not require the bank to issue the mortgage. When the bank decides to write a mortgage, they will consider first those financial works of faith, if you'll permit me to use that terminology. But their decision to offer credit and take on the loan is like a gift. As long as the bank is not discriminating against the applicant in the process, in rare circumstances, an applicant could have all the financial works of faith and not be given the mortgage. In writing to Titus, Paul warned about people who talk in vain and deceive others. These people may profess to know God, but in what they do with their life, it is evident they deny God. These people are like the demons who believe in God and tremble. They live a life living in disobedience. Titus 1, verse 10. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may sound in the faith. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but in them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. As Christians, we know we are not to live a life conformed to this world, and yet we must live within this world, including its systems. If we want to buy a house and will need a mortgage to do so, we cannot live a life in rebellion to that financial system. If we hope to benefit from that very system, we choose to not live a life conformed to this world because this world is very evil. Instead of hiding ourselves under a large rock, we are to be a city that is set on a hill with light that shines so brightly we cannot be hid. While here on earth, we are to do good works so that God the Father is glorified. Matthew 5, verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Living our life of faith, not conformed to this world, means we live a life conformed to the kingdom of God. As we live our life conformed to the kingdom of God, we will naturally be doing good works, where what we do is recognized by non-believers as that city that is set upon a hill, so that they will glorify God. As we live our life conformed to the kingdom of God, we will walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. It is when we walk in the Spirit, we are not under the law. For any who are confused between the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit, Paul lists these for us in Galatians. Our key is to live our life letting light shine through the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Faith, living a life, walking in the Spirit, means we keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. 1 John 2, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. In these times, people have abandoned God. It's like we live in the middle of a spiritual desert, where at night a single light shines brightly in a large valley. Because many have abandoned God while pretending to follow God, we live in times that are perilous. And the times are perilous because people live a life that contradicts God's power. To Timothy, Paul writes that people will do many deeds, and loving God is not one of them. What's scary is these people have a form of godliness, but live a life contradicting God's power. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. We live our life knowing that faith without works is dead. And that means to do anything spiritually requires action on our part. We also know that we can take this spiritual principle and apply it to the physical life we live today. For example, Proverbs clearly shows that all we do and have comes from God. When we develop plans for our life and defend these with others, all is a gift from God. Even with this gift, it is up to us to plan our way forward, the works, knowing that God will direct our steps, the faith. Without faith, our works are dead, serving the flesh. Our faith is also dead when it was without works. Both must work together. Proverbs 16, verse 1. The preparations of the heart and man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. When a man's way please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. We know we can look to the world in which we live to see God's incredible design. And we can look to the ant, who, without being told, works to provide for itself. We provide for our spiritual well-being through works as well. Proverbs 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Living our life of faith with works means we will follow after righteousness and mercy. If we live a life with no mercy for others, we need to examine ourselves to see if indeed we are following after righteousness. It is when we follow after righteousness and mercy that we not only find righteousness, we find life and honor. We will have works with our faith prepared for the day of battle, knowing that God will protect us. Our works will be works that transform our mind from conforming to this world to becoming transformed through the renewing of our mind. Proverbs 21, verse 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. A man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked man? A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. There is a blessing that comes by having faith with works, just like there is a blessing that comes by doing what we need to do in life. For instance, when we work to provide for ourselves and our family, we should expect to have sufficient. If all we are trying to do is cut corners to make quick money, we should expect that to catch up to us at some point. As we work hard and provide for ourselves, we should be able to provide for those who are less fortunate. And as we are generous, we will not lack. It is when we ignore those who are less fortunate that we bring a curse to ourselves. Proverbs 28, verse 19. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. He that rebuketh a man afterwards shall find more favor than he that flattereth with his tongue. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves. When they perish, the righteous increase. In our physical and spiritual life, we can invent any reason why something cannot be done, even if the reason is just everyday life. We have to have works that transcend everyday life, much like a farmer who must prepare fields when it might be still too cold to plant, because if the fields are not prepared, the planting cannot occur, and the harvest will have no chance. Spiritually, it may be hard for us to live a life of faith with works now. And by holding fast to the faith, we help prepare the spiritual field for the eventual planting and harvest. Proverbs 20, verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in the harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most man will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth all evil away with his eyes. Living our life having faith with works means we live a life as we live within this world by not being part of it. Paul wrote to the Philippians that they were to let their moderation be known to all men, people of faith and people not of the faith. This can only happen as we live within the world and are not isolated amongst ourselves. God will keep us safe where we need not be anxious as we live a life of gratitude, making our requests known to God. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Living a life of faith with works is seen in the parable of the 10 virgins. The foolish virgins had faith without works, and because of that, they neglected to have the oil with them in their lamps. The wise virgins had oil in their lamps because they had faith with works. These wise virgins took the oil with them, and because the oil was sufficient only for them, they could not share with the foolish virgins. From this we know that while we can let our light shine before men as we help others in need, we cannot live through others as they live a life of faith with works. Each of us must live our life, living a life having faith with works. Matthew 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of God be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Living a life of faith with works means we know there will be good and bad days ahead. Even in the worst of days, when others betray us and seek to kill us, we must endure to the end. When we endure to the end, we have faith with works. Matthew 24, verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him, privately saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that ye not be troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Living a life of faith with works means how we live and what we have physically may fluctuate throughout life. Wherever and however we may find ourselves, we know we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4, verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. As we live a life of faith with works, we are not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we can prove what is good, acceptable, perfect, and the will of God. Scientifically, proving something is done through the scientific method, which includes experiments to see if something is proven or not. Through life, as we live a life of faith with works, we might have one or many situations to prove the same spiritual concept. God will allow this if it is for our benefit. Faith with works comes by proving what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God and yielding to God who transforms our mind. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Peter tells us to gird up the loins of our minds. Peter tells us to strengthen our minds. Exercise is not passive. Exercise is something we do. When we gird up the loins of our mind, we live a life of faith with works in awesome respect of God, our Father, and Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your minds, be sober and hope to the end of the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. If you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. The faith that we have, that one day there will be the kingdom of God, is the same faith that today causes us to live a life of faith with works. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together tomorrow as we continue to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us today.